This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Khimire with the news. The headlines first. Five killed in jeep accident in Chandrakot district. Cabinet meeting being held for the first time today after Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli's China visit. South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol defends his decision to declare martial law, calling it a legal measure to protect the country's democracy. And Pokhara Avengers etch Biratnagar Kings in super over finish in the ongoing Nepal Premier League cricket tournament. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has called a meeting of the Council of Ministers today to discuss various contemporary issues. The meeting will be held at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Singhadarbar at 5 p.m. today. This will be the first cabinet meeting after Prime Minister Oli's visit from China. It has been stated that there will be discussions on contemporary issues along with deliberations and decisions on the regular proposals from the various ministries in the meeting. Five people were killed when a Bolero jeep met with an accident in Nalgarh of Jajarkot district. According to the information shared by the District Police Inspector Arjun Dimilsina, the deceased had been identified as driver Indrajit Thapa, Sila Poon, Sarda Thapa, Lakshmi Poon Roka and her son Alochan. Chief of the Army Staff General Ashok Raj Sikdel and Chief of the Army Staff of India Upendra Dwivedi have held a meeting in New Delhi, the capital of India. Chief of Army Staff Sikdel is currently on an official visit to India. Army Chief Sikdel also separately met with the National Security Advisor of India Ajit Doval, Chief of Defence Staff Anil Chauhan, the Defence Secretary and Foreign Secretary today itself, according to the Nepali Army Public Relations and Information Directorate. Also today, Chief of Army Staff Sikdel laid a wreath at the National War Memorial in New Delhi and paid tributes to the brave martyrs. A contingent of the Indian Army offered a guard of honour to Chief of Army Staff Sikdel on the occasion. The U.S. Embassy in Nepal has allocated over $244,000 in grant to conserve and preserve the Lumbini Museum's valuable collection of ancient artifacts. The funding provided through the Ambassador's Fund for Cultural Preservation will also establish a state-of-the-art conservation lab in Lumbini. The museum houses over 300 artifacts dating back to the 6th century BCE, including terracotta figurines, stone sculptures, coins, and other relics excavated from the sacred site. Many of these artifacts are currently stored at the National Museum in Kathmandu due to limited conservation facilities at Lumbini, according to the press release issued by the U.S. Embassy. U.S. Embassy Public Affairs Chief Michael Harker said that the project not only protects irreplaceable artifacts, but also creates opportunities for innovation and collaboration that will position Nepal as a leader in cultural heritage conservation. Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudel said he is optimistic about Nepal's economic recovery. Speaking to the press, Minister Paudel noted that the country's economy had started showing positive signs after a period of struggle caused by global crises including the COVID-19 pandemic and the Russia-Ukraine war. Likewise, Minister Paudel said the ministry had formed a high-level economic sector reform recommendation commission comprising experienced economists, experts and representatives of the private sector to improve the country's economy. The Embassy of the State of Qatar in Nepal on Wednesday hosted a reception to mark Qatar's National Day. The Vice President of Nepal, Ram Sahai Prasad Yadav, was the chief guest at the reception held at Hotel Solti in Kathmandu. Qatar always stands for peace, harmony and tolerance, the Ambassador of Qatar to Nepal, Michel Olansari, said in his welcome address, adding that institutions like Qatar Airways and Qatar Charity have further enhanced the country's image worldwide. Ambassador Olansari also expressed satisfaction over the cordial relations between Nepal and Qatar. The reception was attended by ministers, former ministers, lawmakers, diplomats, high-ranking government officials, businesspeople and journalists. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol has defended his decision to declare martial law last week, calling it a legal measure to protect the country's democracy. In a televised address, President Yoon said the move was necessary to prevent the collapse of democracy and counter the opposition's parliamentary dictatorship. President Yoon vowed to remain in office despite an impeachment vote scheduled for Saturday. Likewise, President Yoon denied accusations of insurrection, claiming his political rivals were spreading false information to weaken his government. His party leader, Han Dong-hun, urged members to vote for impeachment as Yoon's government faces growing opposition pressure. President Yoon's martial law declaration led to the protest and strikes, and his government is under investigation for insurrection. Former Defense Minister Kim Yong-hun, who resigned over the martial law, is in stable condition after attempting suicide. A Russian attack on two buildings in Ukraine's Zaporizhia region has killed 10 people. According to the AFP news agency, the strike, which occurred on Tuesday, targeted a clinic and an office building in central Zaporizhia. Regional Governor Ivan Fedorov confirmed that the discovery of a woman's body under the rubble raised the death toll to 10. The attack also wounded 22 people. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky condemned the brutal strike and urged Western allies to send more air defense systems to Ukraine. This assault is part of an increasing wave of attacks on southern Ukraine, raising concerns of a new Russian offensive. Moscow, meanwhile, vowed retribution after accusing Ukraine of using Western-supplied missiles to strike a military airfield in Russia's Rostov region. U.S. officials warned that Russia may soon deploy its own hypersonic Oreshnik missiles against Ukraine. Now sports. Cricket. The Pokhara Avengers triumphed over the Biratnagar Kings in a nail-biting encounter during the Nepal Premier League match held in Kirtipur today. After winning the toss, the Kings elected to bat first and posted 139 runs for the loss of 7 wickets in their allocated 20 overs. In response, the Avengers matched the target, scoring 139 runs for the loss of 6 wickets, pushing the game into a super over. In the one-over eliminator, the Avengers showcased their batting prowess, amassing 18 runs, while the Kings could only manage 5. Now, football. FIFA has selected Portugal and Morocco to host the FIFA World Cup 2030. Meanwhile, Saudi Arabia has been selected to host the FIFA World Cup 2034, promising a tournament of a lifetime. The announcement was made during a virtual FIFA Congress session. The kingdom will welcome 48 nations to compete across 5 host cities. Saudi Minister for Sports and Youth, Abdulaziz bin Turki Al Faisal, called it a historic moment, aligning with Saudi Arabia's Vision 2030. Key projects include the King Salman International Stadium in Riyadh, which will host the opening and final matches, FIFA Fan Festival sites, world-class stadiums, and seamless travel will enhance the experience for fans, according to the Saudi press agency. Saudi Arabian Football Federation President Yasir Al-Mishahel emphasized the tournament's global significance, promising a lasting positive impact on football. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division. The weather will be partly cloudy to mainly fair throughout the country. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Five killed in jeep accident in Jhanjharkot district. Cabinet meeting being held for the first time today after Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli's China visit. South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol defends his decision to declare martial law, calling it a legal measure to protect the country's democracy. And Pokhara Avengers edge Biratnagar Kings in super over finish in ongoing Nepal Premier League cricket tournament. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.